Just outside of Jerusalem lay a small village called Bethany, and in that village lay the household of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Jesus often stopped there. And here we have this event recorded where Martha was trying to prepare a meal. Back then there was no fridges or stoves. The bread had to be made from the dough, and everything had to be cooked from scratch, and the fire had to be lit, which meant a lot of working, a lot of service to provide for your guest. And of course, the guest is God himself. And Martha, after perhaps finding that Jesus came not alone, but with some apostles or disciples, overwhelmed with the amount of work needing to be done, calls on her sister. And perhaps she's already asked her sister through her eyes or a wave of the hand, "Come into the kitchen, help me, please. I mean, I can't do all this on my own." Mary is just completely overwhelmed with the presence of Jesus, listening to his every word. And eventually, after being fed up, she goes and remonstrates to the Lord, begging Christ, "Please tell her to help me." And the Lord, you would expect him to say, "Yes, yes, fair enough. Okay, we're going to eat eventually. Mary, please go and help your sister." He doesn't. He says, "Martha, Martha." In other words, what's your issue? You worry and fret about so many things. One thing is needful or necessary, and Mary's chosen it. That's me. I'm not going to send it to you. You're going to think, "Oh, what an injustice. What's going on here?" The issue is activism versus passivism. Contemplation versus active work. But before we do that, bear in mind that in the Latin Vulgate of this text, the phrase unum necessarium, one thing is needful or necessary, is important. Notice that Martha comes with many concerns or issues in her life to Jesus. And they're all important. They're all true, real issues. But one thing, and one alone, stands as necessary. The point being that we have many issues that will come and go in our life. Relationships, work, health. But at the end of the day, only one thing is necessary. One person matters. And that's not your family. That's not your occupation. That's not who you've been or where you will be, but rather Christ. Because when that day comes and you pass from time into eternity, only one person will be there. The one necessary. And that's Christ. And so it's a good wake-up call at times when we feel overwhelmed with so many things in our life to focus on the one necessity, our salvation, and Christ who is our Saviour. Another aspect of this great passage is from the church fathers who saw within this home at Bethany, within the household of God, two branches of service. One is of prayer and the other is of active works. And since the church began, we've always had both. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the active works of the deacons caring for the sick, the needy, the widows. As time progresses, we hear about the contemplative branch of the church, those who dedicate themselves to the presence of God. Think about these religious orders of the Carmelites, the Benedictines, the Cistercians, the Trappists, who spend much of their time in monasteries in the presence of God, before our Lord, at his feet, listening to his word. Those people are serving God in their particular manner. Then, of course, we have all the active apostolates, the Franciscans, the Dominicans, the Jesuits, caring for the sick, our Sisters of Mercy of old, the Josephites, all of those religious teaching orders that have come and gone. And at present day, fastest growing female religious order is the Sisters of Mother Teresa, missionaries of God's mercy to the world of the poor, who are growing because of the needs are growing. And so you have these two branches within the church, like two sisters functioning at the presence of God, for the presence of God. And one's not greater than the other. They're kind of both equal. You need them both. You've always had both. But there is a priority or a chronological order here, and that's what we draw from this great event. Martha can only do her work. The act of apostolate, of serving others, can only happen if firstly we absorb the presence of Jesus, if we're in his midst. It's only by learning from the Lord can we love the Lord that we see in others. It's only by being present to God firstly, so that he might teach us how to love him, can we love others. And that's why, for example, the missionaries of charity who spend extraordinary efforts in the active field of caring for the sick, hospitals, hospices throughout the world, spend 3 hours in prayer before God each day. They begin with God, they end with God, and in between they spend their time for others. And that's the principle. If we're out there in the active apostolate, for the sake of the active apostolate, like fizz in a drink, it can go very quickly. It's all froth and bubbles. There's no substance. There's no base to what we're doing. We have that initial euphoria of doing work for the sick, the needy, the poor. But unless it's drawing from Christ himself, it doesn't last. It doesn't continue because it doesn't have that source, that power that comes from God. Therefore, we must always focus on seeking the presence of God, drawing from him first, and then we are able to do our works of mercy for others. Otherwise, we end up in an active apostolate for the sake of activism, being busy for the sake of being busy. And our motives can therefore drift with time. They're perhaps monetary benefits or social prestige, or I'm doing this for my ego and not because of Christ. I'm pleased to say some of the active apostolates in the parish, the Legion of Mary and St. Vincent de Paul, when they meet to discuss their work, they begin with prayer and they end with prayer. And rightfully so, because they want that Martha context. They want to focus on the one necessary person, Christ. And then from him, they're able to love others, physically and spiritually, in their active apostolate. So we pray that we ourselves, in going about our work of mercies for others, and please God we are in this Jubilee of Mercy, thinking about the 14 works of mercy, 7 for the body, 7 for the soul, that we need to practice for our salvation and also for our society, that we always draw strength. We always begin with God. We always come first, like Mary, into the presence of the Lord. And then from him, we're able to do the work of Martha. In doing so, we not only give glory to God, but our work comes from God and will end up with God. Praise be Jesus Christ.